it can seem a bit ironic that we do have this collect about Holy Scriptures and grateful for the gift that the Scriptures give us on Sundays when the Scriptures are particularly difficult. It happens in the lectionary these days every year. We do have this collect on the next to last Sunday of the church year, one that at least to those of us who grew up in the Episcopal Church is very familiar, who has caused all those Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Let us read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. We have that collect on a day when the Scriptures themselves, the Gospel reading in particular, is what is called apocalyptic. It is a portion of apocalyptic writing. And we always also have apocalyptic writing in these last couple of weeks of the church calendar. Apocalyptic writing, as it comes to us in the Bible, and not just here in this portion of Luke, but apocalyptic writing as it comes to us both from the Old Testament and from the other Gospels as well as Luke, apocalyptic writing is a very specific genre of writing, a stylized sort of writing that has been passed down. In our more common English usage, apocalypse has come to mean things like destruction and conflagration and the end of all things. But the word itself, apocalypse, especially as it's used in the Bible and with respect to apocalyptic writing, the word itself just means revelation. It means a revealing, a making known to us. In particular, making known to us of a purpose and a reality that are of God, but which are beyond our physical senses to perceive. So it is a revealing of God's purpose and God's reality. Listening to today's Gospel reading and some of the other apocalyptic passages in Scripture, it may very well, at first glance, be hard to see the relevance for us today. And yet if we can get past sort of the strange style of apocalyptic writing, I think it is actually profoundly relevant to us today and throughout our lives. First, I do want to stress again that apocalyptic writing is an established, formulaic style of writing. A style of writing that follows particular traditions and forms. Apocalyptic writing arises out of and is written for a very specific situation. Not necessarily meant to be broadly applied in our lives, but arising out of and focused on a particular situation in human experience. And it is meant to offer a specific message and purpose into that situation. The actual words, the specific words and phrases, are not that important in apocalyptic writing. It's the whole package. It's the package that bears the message. As I think about apocalyptic writing as a formulaic style of writing intended for a specific context and bearing a particular purpose, I try to think of a contemporary analogy or a different analogy. And I came up with one which may or may not be helpful. But a similar, an analogous sort of writing in our contemporary lives. And that is that contemporary analogy is the text or the writing that makes up school cheers, school pep rally cheers. high school, college. The school cheer is a particular genre of writing, a somewhat formulaic genre of writing. It is intended for a specific setting, typically an athletic event. It is written with a particular purpose, to generate excitement, to bring people together in a common spirit. The actual words of school cheers are not important. They are not significant. They are not worthy of deep attention. There is no deep meaning to be interpreted, psychological, spiritual, or cultural, taken out of the words bulldog, bulldog, bow, wow, wow. It's not the words. It's not the meaning of the words. It's not the content of the writing that's important. And remember, too, that pep cheers as text are not useful or relevant in other settings, even in other school settings, much less in the broader context of our lives. And yet school cheers are typically very effective at achieving the purpose for which they are offered into that particular setting. Effective at generating excitement, creating unity, forging school spirit at a high school basketball game. And yet those cheers do it with a general style and formula of writing that is not dependent upon the particular content. Apocalyptic writing is analogous. It is a style of writing arising out of a particular setting within human experience and bearing a specific purpose within that setting. I want to read a brief passage of analysis that pertains to the apocalyptic reading that we heard this morning from Luke. This is written by Fred Craddock, who died a few years back, but was before that a very prominent American professor of preaching and New Testament at the Candler School of Theology at Emory. He writes, "Major historical crises triggered apocalyptic thinking. A crisis. That's the specific context, a crisis in the world around us. For example, the destruction of Jerusalem is the historical event that prompted the apocalyptic speech of Jesus in the text before us today, as well as the apocalypses we know from other places in the Bible. The destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem, that crisis. In an apocalypse of this type, in apocalyptic writing of this type, what is going on around us is mixed with the message of what is really going on in God's context. Current history being set within the larger context of God's purpose. The whole thing, the whole apocalyptic writing, being an extraordinary writing, containing both historical descriptions, but laced also always with symbols, signs, and mysterious figures of speech. The style of apocalyptic writing. And as strange as this literature may seem to us, it is a dramatic witness to the tenacity of faith and hope among the people of God. Amid painful and often prolonged suffering, when there can be seen on the horizon of predictable history no relief from disaster, faith turns its face toward heaven, not only for a revelation of God's presence and God's will, but also a vision looking forward in hope. The particular context out of which apocalyptic writing comes and to which it speaks is a crisis, a time of crisis. For Luke's audience, that crisis was the loss of Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem. The heart and foundation of their religious, cultural, and social lives had been destroyed. They had seen all that moored them crumble before their eyes. This passage in Luke, and apocalyptic writing in general, says, look beyond. Look beyond what you can see. There is something beyond the chaos. There is something more than the destruction that you see. Look through the things that are crumbling to see the things that are permanent, to see God's presence and God's purpose. Cling to that. Cling to that. And move forward in hope. The specific historic crisis of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem happened a long time ago and is not relevant in our lives today. And yet, that feeling, that situation, that experience of being adrift, of having lost your foundation, lost whatever has moored you, that experience is very common in this day and across time. Not only as we look out at the world around us and see war and social rancor on an unprecedented scale. But that feeling is also often a part of our hearts and our souls within. Disease or loss. Generating that feeling of being totally adrift. Having lost the things that had meaning and mooring for us in life. That is the context. That is the situation to which apocalyptic writing speaks. Very much a part of our contemporary lives. And the purpose of apocalyptic writing in that context of loss and uncertainty, suffering, the purpose is to provide hope, to offer hope. Even when that hope may not be felt, even when that hope is hard to grasp, the words offer reassurance that God is present and that God's purpose has not diminished. And God's people have found in apocalyptic writing and elsewhere, have found and clung to that hope for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, even in the midst of desolation and despair, God's people have found and clung to that hope of God's presence. From Old Testament times, through the destruction of Jerusalem, through the wars and plagues of the Middle Ages, up into and through the chaos and injustice of the present day, that thread of hope persists. And we are connected. We are connected to that unbelievably powerful current of hope. Through this writing and through our common life together, we are swept up, taken a hold of, by that hope of God. that hope that ultimately unity will overcome estrangement. Forgiveness will heal guilt. Joy will conquer despair, and life is stronger than death. The current of that hope is unbelievably powerful, and apocalyptic writing pulls us into that current. Which stretches from before time into the future. In today's particular passage, Jesus also gives us a purpose. A purpose when we find ourselves, in that situation of uncertainty and despair. Jesus gives us a purpose. He says, what you are to do in that time is to witness. By your lives and by your words, to witness to the presence of God. And Jesus says, I will give you words and wisdom. You don't have to find them on your own. I will give you words and wisdom to witness to the presence and love and purpose of God. And in all of this, that's where I really end up today, with the prayer, dear Lord, give me words and wisdom to speak your hope into this world. Give me words and wisdom. In this present time, give me, give us words and wisdom to speak and act your hope